I don't normally go back a week. What are you talking about?
You're always forgetting what we said last week and saying it again.
Well, when you get to my age, your memory isn't as good.
No, that's very true. Well, it's very good for olden days things.
Yeah.
You can remember exactly what happened in 1963.
Well, no, I can't. I mean, that's even too old for me. 63. How old would I have been in 63? 11?
Something like that.
Yeah.
12.
Anyway, we started. Welcome to Tales of the Whales, a story about our journey through cancer, although we never end up talking much about it.
Well, we do a bit, I think. Yeah. That's the whole point, so we should try to.
Well, we talk about, you know, I've got terminal cancer and what it's like to sort of get through that. I'm drinking coffee with oat milk and it's very nice.
I'm sure everyone really wanted to know that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You decided to try the oat milk. It's good.
Well, I've had it before.
All right. Anyway, and what it's like to have to put up with somebody who's got cancer, which is even more difficult.
Put up with is not the right word, is it? No. Look after.
So this week we went to see the oncologist, finally.
We did see him.
Now, I've got the week right.
Yes, you have. Yes.
Fine.
That was on Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. And you wanted to pin poor old Professor Tom down to, when is he actually going to die?
I just wanted an idea, a vague idea of the situation we're in, because it was getting quite confusing. Because you seem so poorly that I was thinking things weren't too great. And I was thinking that you weren't going to be around. I thought we had 6 months max, maybe three.
Well, I do. I mean, I am feeling a bit knackered. To cut to the whatever, Tom said, you know, I think you might make a year.
Yes, he did say that.
But
even that was quite contradictory, because he said, like, well, no more scans, no more blood tests, no point in any of that, no more treatment.
Yeah.
So then you think, okay, that's just, we're in the palliative care stage, and okay, that's fine. And then sort of hospice more than, well, no need to go to the hospital, really. And then he said, a year. So that's like, I was like, oh, that's not what I was thinking at all. So I was well out with my estimation.
Well, it was, yeah. And it depends. I mean, I'll go and I still do my TV and radio show once a week. And, or more if I can manage it. But at the moment, for the last, I'm managing about an hour and a half. And I feel great doing it.
But just not the other 99.9% of the time. You're okay if you're...
doing something like
this.
Well,
not physically doing something, but if you're talking, if you've got someone to... Well, no, because the physical moving and stuff is difficult for you and is always a bit of a drama. But if you're just sitting still and you've got someone to talk to, then you're quite lively.
Yesterday, my old friend Peter, Mr. Peter Perry, came over, who I've known since I was a teenager. And
I always find that very confusing, because he and your brother are the only two, but they call you Mike. And it's so weird, because he's going, yes, and Mike said. And I was like, who's Mike? Oh, yes, that's you.
Well, Peter made the point, didn't he, that I'd been playing this character for 50 years. Because sometimes, I don't know. Anyway, he came over yesterday, day that I go to work, do my show, travel into London. Luckily, I get driven. I don't think I could do it any other way.
No, you absolutely couldn't go by train.
And I thought we'd have lunch and have a little chat. Peter was still here at 5. And so I didn't have any naps, fall asleep, went to work, came back. For some reason, because I'm on blood thinners, which quite a lot of people with cancer will know all about, and thin your blood, stop you getting blood clots, it makes you bleed easily if you knock against something.
Or a dog jumps on you.
Or a dog jumps on you. And so I spent sort of a couple of hours sitting up in bed trying to stop the flow of blood. Cover it. Luckily, we've got separate rooms
and
when
don't
I get
worry,
in.
I've got a lot of Vanish, so the bedding will be fine by tomorrow.
And then I got cramp, and then so I didn't sleep very well last night. And then you brought in a lovely cup of coffee and said, you know, 9 o'clock.
Well, I could hear you were listening to...
Talk.
Listening to
talk.
Yes, I could hear you were awake.
Yep.
There was angry people shouting upstairs, all annoyed about everything.
Well, I can't really do it if you're in the room, can I?
Well, no, it wasn't you. It's just, that's just, you know, the
You're not a shouty person, are you? Unless I've been very naughty. And if I've been very naughty...
Unless you loosen the dog's collars.
Yeah, poor dogs.
They're fine.
One's chewing your foot like mad. What's wrong with your...
She's just licking my toes.
Yeah, and has been for the last 15 minutes.
They're very delicious.
That was...
They've got Aromatherapy Associates Deep Relax Bath Oil on
them. God, yeah. So it's not dance class today or Pilates or yoga, or is it?
I only do the Pilates now. I went to the dance class once, but I'm not sure that one was for me.
And also, it
takes a bit of a time out my working day.
Right. Yeah, you sent me last night, I noticed, just to sort of put me off my stroke, as it were, a picture of you pole dancing.
It was just for...
No, it was nice. I mean, it was just surprising that you found an old picture of you pole dancing.
Yeah.
Now you've made the dog chuck.
It just popped up on the timeline thing as it...
As they do.
I was only doing a headstand. It wasn't...
Just, you know, suddenly took my mind away from what I was doing at that particular moment.
Well, jolly good.
Yeah, that probably was.
You're probably shouting at someone or hanging up on them or something.
I think I was in the middle of saying, have you got a point to make? But I had a couple of good guests on last night, like Seb Gorka, who is Donald Trump's number one security advisor. And it's...
I think I was going to cut the grass today, but I'm changing the subject.
Why are you changing the subject?
Because you're boring me, you're going political, and I don't want to go political.
Go on.
Yes, I was going to cut the grass today, but it's a bit rainy.
It's horrible.
Yeah, which is a bit annoying because it does need doing. Yeah. Maybe it'll brighten up later.
It's got to that clumpy bit, you know, where it looks more like a field than a lawn.
It's annoying when it's like all during the week when you're working, it's all nice. And then I thought, okay, I'll take the dogs for a walk and I'll cut the grass. And now it's not nice.
She does this, by the way, to make me feel bad because I can't really walk dogs anymore, can I?
I literally do not walk the dogs and cut the grass to make you feel bad. I do it to make me and the dogs feel good.
And fit. And there's me going, oh, I can hardly get out of bed.
So as the person who is the looky after person, a point I would like to make to the people who are the patient-y people is that if you're a looky after person, try not to make them feel guilty if they're doing something you can't do. Like yesterday when I knew you were going to have a nap before you went to work.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to just cross the road and go and see my friend Bev at the pub and say hello to her. I'm not drinking any alcohol, so I wasn't going for alcoholic drink. I had a ginger beer. I went, I was going to pop to the pub. And you're like, oh, well, don't be long, will you? When do you be back? And it's just like, no, James, that's really not fair.
Well, because I'd had my day all... But I know you're up to something. I don't know what you're up to, but I feel you're up to something.
What?
Might be planning my funeral. I don't know, but...
I'm very confused.
It's sort of... You have a little conversation the other day. We were in the other pub with Joe, and... I don't know. I mean,
I'm not planning your funeral. Oh. I'm not up to anything. See, this is where you go a bit sort of paranoid or delirious or something. Yeah.
Well, who would want to hang around with a bloke who's got cancer? I do get a bit paranoid.
And I literally was just across the road with...
I shouldn't have said it. And I didn't mean it in the way you took it.
You shouldn't have said it because it just makes me say, okay, I won't go then. And it's just like, no, then I feel annoyed with you because you're sort of being restricting. And I know you don't mean to do it, but you do it quite a lot. So this is a note to the patient-y people.
Patient-y people?
Yes.
Doesn't that make us feel good, guys?
Just because, I mean, obviously, ideally, my favourite thing would be to say, come on, honey, let's go across the road and have a drink with Bev. But no, that can't happen because you don't want to go, you can't go.
I was going to work.
Yes, you have a reason, whatever, so you can't come. But then
I was going to have a shower and you said, do not have a shower unless I'm around.
Yes, but you had like 3 hours to go, so it wasn't like it was a desperate rush.
No.
And I did, I was only half, I mean, I wasn't even half an hour.
Mm.
I did go, despite...
And I'm glad you went, and I wish I had time and had the energy to go with you. I really do, and it's more, and this is talking for the people who are, suffering
the
is the wrong
people.
Word, the patient-y people, is that you do have this feeling of uselessness, and I don't mean to sort of sound abrupt or whatever, That's a little bit of my character that I prefer to keep for work, slipping out. I don't mean to sound abrupt, but quite often the fact is, I would love to just get up. We're lucky where we live. We've got a pub literally just across the road. And I'd love to come and pop in, and I just didn't have the energy. I get knackered walking to the front door.
Yeah, and I thought maybe if it wasn't a Friday, I would have said, now, come on, let's try and get you down there. I could even drive us. I know it's only across the road, but I could drive you then. You've only got to walk from the car.
I probably could walk.
But because it was a work day and I knew you hadn't had much naps, I thought I wouldn't. But I just thought I would die. I just fancied a little pop.
No, and that's fine. I still think she's...
But it wasn't fine at the time, because that's what you should have said. You should do, oh, yeah, okay, fine. But it was like, oh.
No, I would.
When will you be back? How long are you going?
Well, it's like
It's like your dad. It's like your mum and dad saying, in by 10.
You keep saying to me, I remind you of your dad. So, you know.
If it shouldn't...
I do like your mother, by the way.
No, my dad was absolutely lovely, lovely. My favourite man in the world ever. So that's not a bad thing to say. You're like a dad. But... I don't want you to be like a parent telling me that I have to. And it was only like, it was like 5:30.
It is in the afternoon.
It wasn't.
It is, yes, you're right.
It wasn't like I was going out late at night or anything.
It is terrible for the person to fall out and argue when you're at this stage in life. And unfortunately...
We weren't falling out and arguing.
No, darling, listen to what I'm saying. Sorry, and that wasn't supposed to be controlling either. It was... Because if I'd been working, I would say, just be quiet and listen to what I'm saying. But I'm if you're in the patient-y...
Yeah, patient-y person's position.
Patient-y person's position. There is, and I'm sorry, and people with cancer will know what I mean more than those who haven't had it. There is this feeling of uselessness that every now and then creeps in. And then to start arguing with the person who loves you and is looking after you and doing everything they can for you is really
a bit counterproductive.
But it happens. And, you know, people get into real... Luckily, we haven't. I just have to stay away from politics. But... I get really bad. And I know when you'd said it to me, I'm not going for long and whatever. I knew in my head, I thought, oh no, I'm upset. Oh, why did I? All I did was say, how long are you going to be thinking about having a shower? That's all. That's what was in my mind. And then you took
In that case, you should have elongated the sentence and said, although you had already told me you were having a shower at 6. And so I was leaving at 5:30 and would have been back by 6. So, but if you'd said, how long you'd be?
Half an hour in the pub. Half an hour in the pub.
I was actually 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't take long to drink a gin. I just wanted to go and say hello to Bear, that's all.
You not only said hello to her, you said hello to her about 10 times on the podcast. So she should be okay with hellos.
I don't even know if she listens. It was just that you were a little bit sort of... If you said... I always try and explain to you that if you'd said, I really want to make sure I have my shower by 6, so would you mind being back by then?
Yeah.
Then that's a nice way to say it. And I would be absolutely fine. Yes, I was definitely planning on being back by 6, but you said it in you're going out.
Well,
how
I wasn't
dare
aware
you,
I said it.
Kind of way, which is... I know this is just why... Yeah. This is why we're airing this, because... From the carey person point of view.
Yeah, not the patient-y person's point of view.
It is still, the whole situation we're in is for both of us quite nasty and stressful, and we have to make the best of it. And sometimes, you know, things do, no matter how patient you try and be, they can be a little bit niggling.
Yeah, it is. It's a difficult time. People do fall out. And families fall out. And
for us as well, because we've, up until now, until you went into hospital before Christmas, we've had quite a bit. I've had my own space quite a lot, which I like. So I'd had my 3 or 4 nights.
Do you know, it's taken me so long to, and then at the end of, you know, well, I might still be here in a year. That would be terrible.
Darling, you interrupted me then.
Oh, sorry. No,
that's too late.
No, sorry.
As I was saying, I was quite used to having my own space and everything. And then now being here sort of 24 hours a day.
Seven days a week. Not quite.
It's quite oppressive, or not oppressive, not the right word, but
it's oppressive.
Well, if somebody going like
truth what, always slips
somebody
out.
Somebody just like telling you what to do and asking you what you're doing all the time. It's a bit like
showing me the way.
Yeah, it is a bit frustrating. So, yes.
Who's controlling now?
I'm not controlling. You just question everything I do, which is.
Well, I don't. But it's just I used to when we first got together, and I don't get up early in the morning unless I'm working. If I, you know, had a job or a show or something, had to get up early, I'd get up early and did a breakfast show for about 5 or 6 years. I had to get up at 3 o'clock, so I can. But you get up very early every day. And when we first got together, I was struggling. I think, oh, God, she's up already. Right, get up, come on, get up. And you don't talk for the first couple of hours in the morning. And I used to think, what have I done now?
Yeah, but just half past 6 to half past 8 is just my pottering time.
Yeah.
I do lots of jobs. I'm only doing jobs.
No, I know. But it took me a long time to realise that I thought you're getting up and, she'll be thinking, what am I doing, lying in bed, doing nothing?
No, quite often I read my book for a bit when I get up. I have a coffee, read my book, stuff like that. So I don't need any company. I think that's the thing. I don't need permanent company.
No, you don't.
In fact, I don't like permanent company. Whereas you like permanent company, so.
No, I just like somebody in the corner to do what I say. And every time you say, would you like a cup of tea or coffee? I feel bad about saying yes. But I've got to the stage now where it's actually a chore to get up and make a cup of. I mean, I know people who have cancer will understand that. And I'm never going to recover from it. And getting the flipping flu bug on top of it has made it worse. We laugh a lot when we talk about it, but that's really, in a way, you can only be positive. Because if I talk about it while I'm working live on air and attracts people to phone in, I'm sure a lot of people get very annoyed and bored. So I try not to talk about it too much. Because you can say to somebody, I'm just totally depressed. I'm fed up. And I do get depressed, don't I? I get really quite emotional, and everybody does. But if you allow that to drag you down, then I don't know where you end up.
I know. And it is sort of difficult. Yesterday when I went out at lunchtime.
You were out a lot yesterday, by the way, not.
I did go out for all in all 2 hours, 20 minutes. But and that was in two separate sessions. But when I left to go out at lunchtime, you actually cried. And
you need to reveal this sort of thing.
This is all part of what happens in this situation. And so, and I have to like steel myself and go like, no, I am going. And
you were going to have lunch with a good friend of yours, and I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
No, but you did cry. Go like, when will you be back? And then I thought, well, if your friend's arriving in. I would arrange for a friend to come and see you. So your friend was arriving in like 20 minutes. So you only had 20 minutes on your own.
Yeah, no, I don't know why. Because I'm quite happy. You go to work during the day and quite often.
Only here. I'm only still in the house.
Yeah, I know. But you go into your office, and quite often we perhaps have a bite of lunch together and then you go back to work. So
I normally take my lunch to my desk.
Yes, you come and look at me and then go back to your office to keep out of the way.
Well, I give you something to eat.
Yeah, and I feel bad. I should be able to bring it up to you all. That's something wrong.
That would be worse than the two soups saga, wouldn't it?
Two soups?
Mrs. Overall.
You know, oh, yeah, you love Mrs. Overall.
Julie Waters doing her two soups sketch.
In fact,
that'd
you
be
know,
you trying to bring
somewhere online, there's a video of you doing an impersonation of Mrs. Overall.
But
it's almost perfect.
But if you actually try and carry something, that's exactly what it would be without you doing an impersonation.
Yeah.
With your shaky hands and your wobbly legs.
I mean, and people say, oh, you're still very young, and I wish I wouldn't say that sometimes.
I don't know
because I've had a really great life, and at the end of my life, things have gone kind of, well, for both of us, gone pretty manic, haven't they? We've lost partners and gained partners, and you were looking for freedom.
And now look where I've ended up.
But, you know, it's sort of, it's strange, but we've had an interesting last few years, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had a blast.
Yeah.
And now it's sort of not so much...
Even been to Windsor Castle.
Now it's not party time. Now it's patient time.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
The thing that worries me, and I do worry about, and I get depressed about, is how's it going to end up of sort of lying in a hospice with tubes in every orifice?
No, you don't have those, really.
Do you not?
You might have. No, you don't really. They're very...
I don't want to end up like I did in hospital over Christmas and New Year with things. I wasn't even aware that I was there for so long.
It's nothing like that in the hospice. It's very different.
No, I know.
Very different to a hospital environment.
Yeah, if you've got a hospice near
you.
Sadly,
I'm a hospice expert.
Were there hospices around when your dad was ill?
Yeah, my dad actually, which is wonderful of him, the Eleanor Lyons Hospice up in near Dartford.
Yeah.
He was part of the Lyons Club that actually had that built.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and he arranged.
We should do something
the
for the one I'm
that.
In, or going
did,
to go
he
in.
He did sadly locally. Die there.
But yeah. Well, on that note, let's not dwell on. Let's get on with Saturday.
Yes.
So because whenever you're listening to this, we're doing it now live on a Saturday morning. But
and the big question of the day is, what would Sir like for his breakfast?
Do you know? I don't know. What's on offer?
We have bacon, we have eggs, we have croissants, we have pain au chocolat, we have toast.
God, I think I'll have bacon and egg then.
Fine, I will
that
go
sounds,
and
yeah.
crack on with that. What kind of eggs would you like today? Scrambled, poached, fried, boiled.
Do you know, I might as well just go for the whole fried thing.
That funny thing you showed me, I thought, look, this is amazing. Did you know you can fry eggs in water?
Did you know that, by the way? Did I tell you that?
Such a lot of bollocks.
It's not.
It's called poaching.
No. It's not. I saw this video online and they put a drop of water in a frying pan and then they put the, and I think there might be a little bit of oil under the water, I'm not sure, but not to cover the, just, and it makes it all fry up nice and crispy and.
Who wants a crispy egg?
Well, so I like it brown around the outside.
You never told me that. My total aim in cooking a fried egg is absolutely no brown.
Your
bits.
Eggs taste amazing.
Well, you can have a crispy egg if you want one.
I'm quite happy with it. I mean, if it takes you a... Your eggs taste amazing, and I do not understand with the same egg why mine don't... Well, when I used to cook them, why mine don't taste as good as yours.
Because you've been using YouTube videos as recipes.
Well, no,
or whatever, they're all TikToks or something, which is... They never, ever come out nice.
Well, TikToks, I found one with a dog cooking breakfast. and it looked like Radley. I'll just describe before we finish. We're sitting on the bed and we've got one dog at the end and one dog just here who's just turned over as if to look at me and say, shut up.
Yes, she probably is doing that because you are a bit obsessed with the dogs.
Like, I love the dogs.
Sometimes you'll call me from another room and go, darling, darling, and I come brushing in thinking there's an emergency. You go, look at the dog.
I am so careful now because I think every time I do that, oh, hang on, I'm being controlling.
Yeah, well, it's like it's the dog is sitting. Yes, looks the same as it does all the other hours of the day.
No, they have expressions on their lovely. And now he's shaking a leg as if to say, "Shut!" Look, moving.
On that note, I think we'll say goodbye.
Yeah, listen, have a great day, and whatever situation your cancer is in, you will find help, whether it's from Macmillan, a local hospice, a charity that supports the cancer that you have. There is help out there. And a lot of people try and hide from it. It's not a good idea.
No.
You have to face it.
And if your carer person wants to pop out, let them go with a jolly smile.
And on that note, let's go to the pub.